This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, y'all? Neanderthals, whatever do they call us? They call us deplorables. What's up, y'all? Good to talk to you. Kevin Jackson here. It's KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Disneyland is reopening, but schools are still closed. Let that sink in for a moment, tweeted Beth Bowman. Yeah. They still are resisting. San Francisco saying, we're not opening our schools. These places, look, the places for kids are open. Chuck E. Cheese is open. How many kids are dying? Not that many. They don't even get the disease, the Wu flu. Teachers union want it closed. Joe Biden's capitulating. The left don't know what to do. They're in a quandary. And somebody said, it's racist for you to want to send your kids back to school. Well, I'd love to see how they figure that one out, because last time I checked, most of these latchkey kids, most of these kids that are suffering the most are kids of color, because they don't have two parents. Their parents are suffering the most. What are you going to do? You got to go to work. A lot of white women don't have to go to work. My dudes don't have to go to work. Or they work from home. They have a lot of flexibility in their schedule because of this white privilege that everybody's talking about. I was golfing with this kid. And I said something about white privilege, and he goes, I don't care what anybody says. That stuff exists. He says that crap exists. And I looked at him. I said, man, I said, I don't believe you. I said, I don't believe it exists. And I went on to explain it. And it was funny because I think he thought I was like this black dude was going to get all militant, like, yeah, man, white privilege. And I was exactly the opposite, because I was joking about it with one of my buddies. I was playing in a foursome. I just met this guy, by the way. And so I explained, I said, you do understand that when you say that, you're really, everything you're talking about is rather racist. And as I explained it, he's funny, he looked at me, he went, I never thought of it that way. I said, yeah. I said, how old are you? I'm 35. I said, what are you? Does that make you a Gen X or a millennial? He says, I'm right on the line. I said, well, now I understand why you buy into the white privilege stuff. But as time went on, as we finished the round, he was like, no, man, I get it. I get it. You know, you made me see it. Got to have conversations, people. Got to have talk to folks. Anyway, this school thing is going to backfire on the Democrats. These kids have effectively missed a year of school. And, you know, I feel so sorry for the seniors of 2020, though. God, you can't get that year back. Graduation year at high school, man. Woo! That's just, there's something about that that's just a special feeling. Am I right or am I wrong? I think I'm right. In fact, I know I'm right. Yeah. I love this tweet. I was going to call this tweet segment. I love this tweet. It says, don't ever call me cis. C-I-S, not S-I-S. Meaning cisgender. Cisgender is a term that means you accept the term that is on your birth certificate as your gender. So, boy, girl, whatever. Anyway, this lady, her name is Cherise, she tweeted, don't ever call me cis. I am in fact heterosexual. End heterophobia. And I died laughing. I hadn't thought about heterophobia. We always talk about homophobia. Well, there's serious heterophobia out there. And we need to talk about it. People are afraid of us. When I started the not gay men women's association, the NGMW, leftists lost their minds. I got kicked off of Facebook. It took them about 6 months because we were so friendly about it. We wrote in our bylaws, we accept the homosexuals, we accept the gay, we accept you, we just are proud to be not gay. Can't even say it without cracking up. We are so proud to be not gay. That made gay people blow a gasket. One guy wrote to me. He was like, you know, I don't know what you're trying to do here. And it, I mean, this is a real dialogue. I don't know what you're trying to do here, but I think it's insulting. And I went, what's insulting that I'm proud to not be gay? I go, what's insulting? I go, we say in our bylaws, if you're gay, fine, be happy. We're just happy being not gay. And they could not stand my happiness. I just want you to understand. I want you to understand that when you think of leftists, this is what bothers them, is that you can be so happy not being them. They don't get it. How can you want to build a wall and keep people out? I'm happy to do that. I love that. I do it every day. I lock my doors. And if I had a fence, I lock my fence. I don't leave my fence open. I have a gate, by the way. I have a fence in my backyard. Ask me if it's open. No. Go ahead. This is Kevin Jackson. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm not going on until you ask me. Okay, somebody did. It's closed. I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to make you a bet that if you have a fenced-in yard, front or back, your gate is closed. I'm going to make you a bet. To open it would signal, it's come on in. I don't really care. I'm even going to go further. I'm going to bet you that you have a front and a back door, maybe even a side door, an entrance into your garage, not through the main door necessarily, but through the side, something like that, if you've got that type of a garage. And I'm going to bet you something. I'm going to bet you lock all the doors. Yep. You don't want people in. You might even have an alarm system on your house. Or a sign that says, warning, you're being videotaped, or, you know, we've got an alarm system. Don't try to come over here. I bet you even have security that looks at your door. You're like, you got the Ring on your phone, you know, on your doorbell. You got Ring. Somebody walks up, like, whoa, get away. Yeah. See, all these are things that you do to protect yourself. Well, going back to heterophobia, these are, I love being who I am. I love to have protection around my house. I love good schools and making sure that my kids can actually read before they go to college. Read at the level that they should be able to when they get to college. And comprehend. Read for understanding and comprehension. Not just normal reading. Yeah, I believe in all that kind of stuff. I'm a heterophobe. I'm a hetero guy. And apparently that scares people on the left when you're, you know, too masculine in that way. Oh, well, hey, we got a lot to talk about today. That was our Twitter segment there. Disneyland opening and don't call me sis. Okay, bro, I won't. A lot to talk about. I'm looking forward to this hour. Good stuff. Maybe, let me just save it, okay? I don't even want to tease it. Yeah, we'll just save it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Conflict happening in leftism, folks. It's not the anti-Trump utopia Democrats thought it would be. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Glad you guys are here. We get to make sense of all of this because the left can't do it. They don't have the brain power to do it. They're connivers. They're cheaters and stuff like that. But they don't have. They can't see it through to the end. Remember when old Barack Obama got elected in 2008 and they thought the world as we knew it? They were like, man, we large and in charge until 2010 and we spanked their little buttocks. Oh, baby, did we. They got a rude awakening coming no matter what. Don't get discouraged out there, people. Don't think that they can control all these elections with Dominion and all that. We got a few tricks up our sleeves. Anyway, if you see the double standard of leftism, right? You see it with Cuomo and the Democrats. Can you imagine if a Republican were accused of what Cuomo has done? I'm just using him as an example. You don't have to imagine it. That was a trick question. See, Justice Kavanaugh, he lived through it. Justice Kavanaugh, let me tell you, if you want to take what they accuse Justice Kavanaugh, trust me, Cuomo's probably did. Those Cuomo boys, you know they were. They were like Uday and Usay, Usain. Mario, the dad, was the governor. Super powerful dude. He's got these two Beastie Boys, you know, growing up privileged in New York. Come on, ladies. Y'all out there. Come on, Blasey Ford. You can accuse them of what you accuse Kavanaugh of, and I won't call you a lying skank on those because you probably happened. The Cuomo boys, as much as they, you know, oh, we're the governor's boys and we're good boys. Now, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Now we hear the truth about old Andrew. That people are in fear of the dude. Yeah. What's the over and under of Cuomo staying as governor? Has Vegas got some odds out on it? I know there's got to be some odds on the over and under if he's going to stay. Here's an article. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo Sunday said he will not resign from his position. He's going to fight it to the end, man. He's going to finger wag. Multiple legislators and editorial boards have called for Cuomo's resignation as allegations of sexual harassment continue to climb. I don't even know the number count. It was 5 the last time I checked. What is it now? Is it like 12? 15? They're finally getting the nerve to come out. And look, I'm not talking about, oh, he looked at me, hit on me, you know, whatever. Guys hit on women. That's just the nature of the beast. I have no problem with a guy going, oh, girl, you look good, you know. And Lord knows, there's hardly a black dude I know. We didn't just like go like, hey, it's a nice dress. Black dudes do something. We're like, wow, girl, please, baby, wow, woohoo. That's what happened when I met Ruth. I was like, girl, look at you. Ruth is my 97-year-old cougar. Yep. Anyway, yeah, so we you know, it's a different way of doing things, you know, and it's sometimes it's cultural. Latino guys are very aggressive, you know, like, hey, girl, what are you doing? How you doing? You look good. Look at you. Look pretty over there. You know, we'd be thrown in jail for the way that we, as we say, step up on a woman. Now you got to be all pretend like you don't even notice their gender. Oh, I didn't even notice you were a woman. Wow. Interesting. And you got to be careful with that, because then they get all offended. I'm not a woman. I declare myself a blah, blah, blah. This is a sexual. Oh, sorry. But can you shorten it for me into something that, you know, a bite-sized chunk that amorphous, asexual, blah, 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 polysexual, automism. I can't even make up stuff. You can tell how much time I spent thinking about this, right? Anyway. He says, Cuomo says, I'm not resigning because of allegations. The premise of resigning because of allegations is actually anti-democratic, he said. And we've always done the exact opposite. You know, the system is based on due process and the credibility of the allegation. Oh, really? So like Blasey Ford, who scrubbed. By the way, Blasey Ford looked like the bottom of my grandfather's old work boots. That chick was ugly. Let's just be blunt. Let's just be brutally honest about the situation. She was ugly as a little girl, and she didn't get any prettier when she became an adult. Now, I don't care. I got friends that are ugly. Okay? I don't care. I love my ugly friends the same way I love my beautiful friends. Doesn't matter. But let's just say what it is. She was an ugly girl. And then maybe there are people in the ugly. To each his own. One man's weed is another man's landscape. But let's just be honest. She was ugly. The girls accusing Cuomo are not ugly. Cuomo, he wants resume builders. He doesn't want people going, Andrew, come on now. What? Were you drunk? No, Andrew wants to be like, these girls, yeah, baby. And you know those Cuomo boys, I'm telling you, the way that they volatile, man. Have you seen Chris Cuomo get upset with somebody? I tell you what, let's do this right now. Come on, man. He's like completely in a roid rage all the time. And you know he suffered from little brother thing, like, oh, Bill can pee with my big bro. Who knows what that guy's seen his big bro do. Like I said, Uday and Usay, they're like Saddam Hussein's kids. They said one of them, Uday, I think was the older one, drove by a wedding, took the bride, you know, on her wedding night, just stopped at a wedding, saw this beautiful bride, had his bodyguards take her, he has his way with her and then sends her back to her husband. That's the kind of stuff that Uday and Usay would do when their dad ran Iraq. Well, what do you think that the two would-be kings, the Cuomo brothers, did when their dad ran New York? You know, he was the dictator of New York, Mario Cuomo. And then his son gets the job, the worst of the sons, the older one, the one who's got who's a real pain in the butt, who's got a chip on his shoulder that we are now finding out about. Oh, yeah, none of us knew. Who knew that Andrew Cuomo was a hothead? And who knew that the brothers would, you know, by the way, Chris Cuomo is at CNN for one reason and one reason only, because his brother is the governor. That's it. He ain't qualified. He's a big old muscle head. That's what he is. Let me tell you, my dog is more, and I'm not even kidding, is more qualified to be a newsman than that clown, than any of them, than Don Lemon. All of them, egotistical fatheads is what they are. Man, credibility. Another former aide to Andrew Cuomo accused him of sexual harassment. The third aide and the fifth allegation. And as I said, this article, when I started prepping for that, because I want to cover this stuff when it's hot, but we get carried away with so many other things. But anyway, Annalise, she was harassed by him as well. Ask her personal questions. Look, Cuomo, I'm going to make a bet that he's going to be gone pretty soon. We'll see.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As President Joe Biden rolled back several existing border initiatives, the number of people crossing illegally into the United States skyrocketed. In February, despite freezing weather, Border Patrol apprehended over 101,000 illegal border crossings along the southern border. That's according to Jason Jones, a former Texas Department of Public Safety captain. Former CBP director under President Trump, Mark Morgan, telling Fox News the Biden administration is inviting illegal immigrants into the United States.
Their message, the Biden administration has actually been crystal clear, and their message is our borders are open and
saying, come on in, and when you do, we're going to release you into the United States.
The Biden administration set to secure another 100 million doses of the single-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News. Texas's mask mandate ends on Wednesday, and businesses are allowed to operate at 100% capacity. Governor Greg Abbott's executive order prohibits local governments from enforcing their own mask requirements. However, masks can still be required at private businesses and federal property. Some Jewish conservatives plan to celebrate the end of the COVID restriction with a mask-burning party. An online advertisement for the outdoor event says people who can attend can burn their masks at a communal bonfire. Alaska taking a big step regarding eligibility for COVID-19 vaccinations.
Alaska has become the first state to offer COVID vaccinations to all eligible residents. Governor Mike Dunleavy announced Tuesday that effective immediately, any individual living or working in the state over the age of 16 can get the shot. According to the CDC, Alaska has administered more shots per 100,000 people than any other state in the union. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So thank you both, and I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general. The guy who runs that outfit over there. I want to make sure we thank the secretary for all he's done to try to implement what we just talked about, and for recommending these two women for promotion. Thank you all. May God bless you all, and may God protect our troops.
Little wonder why I called Joe Biden Captain Demento. So the beef of this, you know, is, oh, he appears to have forgotten his Secretary of Defense's name, Lloyd Austin. And, of course, this sparked the discussion about President Trump referring to Tim Cook as Tim Apple. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We're growing. People are listening. People are paying attention to what we're saying. We joke about stuff, but there's a serious undertone to everything that we talk about over here. I just try to make it funny for you because I think that we need to learn how to laugh. We got to giggle like little schoolgirls. Anyway, back to the matter at hand. Everybody's making a big deal with Biden forgetting the name. It was bigger than that. That's not one of those, oh, because if Biden were smart, he'd go, somebody help me here. Lord, my Secretary of Defense, Lloyd, yeah, holy cow. You know they're going to be joking about that. They're going to be talking about, you know, Biden forgets. He could easily turn this around. He could make jokes of all of us by saying, yeah, they're always accused. Look, I'm a gaff guy. I make gaffes. My brain thinks really quick. I'm way ahead of them. They never know. You know, he could do it. He could pull a Ronald Reagan. He could make us all look stupid. Or he could just keep being Biden, which is a brain dead moron. That's what the Democrats put into office, a brain dead moron. A 78-year-old corrupt career politician who's accomplished nothing. Who's a racist, who's a misogynist, he's all those things, and he's incompetent, and worst of all, he's got dementia. Everything this guy just did is a guy whose brain is not functioning properly. Look, we've all made those gaffes, but you catch them. Sometimes you catch them, sometimes you don't. But you could joke about it. At the very least, when I do it, because it happens all the time, I can tell you, oh yeah, I screwed that up, or I said this or that. No problem. The brain works much faster than the mouth moves. That's how you stay ahead of the curve. Especially if you're in media, you better be able to outthink your mouth. But anyway, they want to come back and look at what Donald Trump said. He's so stupid. He said he called Tim Cook Tim Apple. That's an easy one to look at. The president of Apple, he's talking to Tim Cook. He says, Tim Apple, big deal. What Biden did,
oh, I want to thank you both. And I want to thank the former general, the guy who runs that outfit over there.
He can't. can't even figure out the Pentagon, who runs the military, who runs HHS. I don't know what this department, the Secretary of Defense runs, but that runs that outfit over there. I just want to thank the secretary, and he doesn't know his name. Yeah. This, and what's funny, if Trump did this, they would be invoking the 25th Amendment, talking, well, and there are Democrats going, you know what, let's take the nuclear weapon away from old grandpa there, because he doesn't need it. And then you got to watch, guys, don't take my word for it. Don't take Kevin Jackson's word for it. Watch the videos. This guy shuffles around. He's looking around for handlers. President my butt is what this guy is. And I'm going to go into something else, but I wanted to cover that because it was newsworthy. But I want to go back and talk about Joe Biden and all these things he was supposed to accomplish. You know, he comes into office. He's going to be responsible for keeping the old woo flu down to normal levels. We're going to hear the praises of the media about how he saved us all from the disease that kills so few of us. But let's talk about his cancer history. I'm not talking about Bo's brain dead, you know, dying of cancer because of his brain, you know, being eaten away by a crippling disease. That was what prompted Obama to say, "I'm going to put Joe in. I'm going to put Joe. He's going to manage cancer. He's going to defeat cancer." So Joe Biden sets up a charity, and I want you to imagine if Trump's charity performed like Biden's. If Trump had said, "I'll cure cancer," and then gave no money to the effort. But before we get to the facts of Biden's unbelievable results in not curing cancer, look at what he promised if Democrats got elected. They said he promised at a campaign event in Iowa that if he was elected president in 2020, the United States would cure cancer. And here's the article. The presidential hopeful, whose oldest son, Beau Biden, died from brain cancer in 2015 at the age of 46, was speaking at a campaign event in Ottumwa, one of the several that he had scheduled in the state. "I've worked so hard in my career that I promise you, if I'm elected president, you're going to see the single most important thing that changes America. We're going to cure cancer." Oh, and here I thought the single most important thing to change America was the existential threat of global climate change. Biden has, they continue, Biden has long made bold claims about the fight against cancer, and he announces his cancer moonshot campaign during former President Obama's final State of the Union address. As campaign promises go, the ambition of this one overlooks a lot of complexities of the disease, like, for example, the fact that cancer is actually more than 100 diseases and therefore not likely treatable with a single cure-all. Hey, let's not let the science get in the way of the understanding of the disease. This article goes on. In his prepared statements for another event, Biden prodded President Donald Trump over his previous comments about the disease, noting that Trump thinks windmills cause cancer. Now, let's go into Joe Biden and this cancer thing. This is from the New York Post. A cancer charity started by Joe Biden gave no money to research and spent most of its contributions on staff salaries. Federal filings show. The Biden Cancer Initiative was funded in 2017 by the former VP and his wife, Jill Biden, to, quote, "develop and drive implementation of solutions to accelerate progress in cancer prevention, detection, diagnosis, research, care, and to reduce disparities in cancer outcomes." That's what its IRS mission statement was. But it gave out no grants in its first 2 years and spent millions on salaries of former DC aides it hired. The charity took in $4.8 million in contributions in fiscal years 2017 and 18, spent just over $3 million on payroll. The group's president, Gregory Simon, raked in, by accident, Floridian slip, because, yeah, he raked the charity. Gregory Simon raked in $430,000 in 2018, according to the charity's most recent tax filings. Simon, a former Pfizer executive and longtime healthcare lobbyist who headed up the White House's Cancer Task Force in Obama's administration, saw his salary nearly double from the $224,000 he made in 2017. Danielle Carnival, former chief of staff of Obama's cancer initiative, the Cancer Moonshot Task Force, took home $258,000 in 2018. Keep in mind, folks, these high six-figure salaries that these people are making, this isn't all they do. The charity spent $56,000 on conferences, $59,000 on travel. The following year, the travel expenditure swelled to $97,000 and the nonprofit spent $743,000 on conferences. Now, check out this excuse on why Biden's charity didn't spend more money on actually fighting cancer. Accusations circulating in certain media outlets that the Biden Cancer Initiative raised money for salaries and conferences but did not dispense grants are rooted in basic misunderstanding of the organization's purpose, asserts the Cancer Letter, an independent weekly magazine. The fact-checking website Snopes has also labeled the reporting misleading. And here's what they say. It was never their intention to do all this other stuff. They say the Biden Cancer Initiative sought to put an end to the siloing of cancer research. It worked to support the work of the entirely different and much larger Bo Biden Cancer Moonshot, a National Cancer Institute program that Biden spearheaded as VP and continues to fund grants worth many millions of dollars each year, is what they're saying. Folks, this is all subterfuge. Don't believe a word of it. These people could care less about curing cancer. They care about fattening their wallets. That's the truth.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I can't imagine what it's like to grow up in the life of luxury. I've dabbled in it with friends, but to grow up in it, to really get to the nuts and bolts of it, I can't imagine it. And I certainly couldn't imagine being considered royal. I just find that so antithetical to the way a person would, like, I don't know if a parent, any parent who would be born, you know, their child born next to the royal family's children and thinking that that child was any better than your child. I don't know of a true parent who would feel that way. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. And I hate talking about these stupid so-called royals. Meghan Markle is not a royal. She's an ordinary old floozy that made good. She's not a royal. That's not a bad thing. Floozies are needed in the world. There are people who love floozies and skanks. I'm just not one of them, but I don't decry the people that say, Kevin, I love that the woman that, you know, that I know she's using me as a stair stepper and I always have to be on my toes. It keeps me on my toes, man. Okay, good for you, bro. But most guys don't want that. You want somebody to love them for who they are. Anyway, this story, this saga continues. John Oliver, comedic hack that he is, he made the comment when Meghan Markle was going to join the royal family. He says, they're an emotionally stunted group of fundamentally flawed people doing a very silly pseudo job. He says, that's what she's marrying into. So I hope she likes it. It's going to be weird for her. Yeah. See, that's what I've been telling people. You can't be a quote royal and not have a distorted view of life. You can't have lived on the public dole trying to figure out your place in life and know that the only reason why people want to be around you is because you're some hot, snotty, bourgeois, you know, group of people that by birthright somebody should go, you're Prince Charles. I was having lunch with Prince Charles. How many people would think that that's a big deal? Have you looked at Prince Charles? What would make you want to have lunch with this clown? Nothing. But by virtue of his royal title, you go, oh, I had lunch with the prince the other day. If I were to go make that announcement in Britain, I would be a suit. Who is this guy? How could he have lunch with the royal? I ran into him when I was getting my car fixed, and we hit it off. We like the same kind of beer. I mean, I would much, there are so many more people I would rather have lunch with than the prince. A good example, our royalty is now Barack Obama and Michelle Obama. There's so many people I would put ahead of that list to have lunch with those guys. I wouldn't not have lunch with them. I wouldn't. I would be, no problem. If Obama's calling me and says, Kevin, we're going to be in Atlanta. We're going to be in Arizona. I knew it started with an A. And you got time for lunch? Sure. Well, you guys, what are you thinking? Oh, we can meet blah, blah, blah. I mean, I bring some security. You know, Michelle might give me in a headlock. But other than that, I'd go. I'd talk to him. But if one of my homeboys called me and said, Kev, you want to go do something? You want to play a round of golf? And I was going to have lunch with the Obamas, I'd call the Obamas and say, hey, look, something came up. You know, bro got business to do, got to handle his business. I wouldn't go. I'm not that overly excited. It wouldn't be like, oh, it's the Obamas. And I wouldn't be name dropping. Well, you know, the Obamas and I were having lunch the other day. If I tell you a story because I'm hanging out with Ozzie Smith or I'm hanging out with Cal Ripken Jr. or my buddy Sorbo or something, it's because I'm hanging out with them and we're friends. It isn't because I'm trying to impress you. I don't care. But yeah, the emotionally stunted group of fundamentally flawed people is what John Oliver said, and I will give him credit. I think he's nailed it on this. These are people that don't see the world the way ordinary people see it, and how could they? Their frame of reference is so distorted. That's the problem with DC. That's the problem with Hollywood. Remember when I was talking about Markle the other day, she says, I just thought the Queen was like another Holly weirdo. You know, like Holly, somebody, you know, kind of like being in Hollywood. No, she's a whole level of distortion beyond that. But I don't get, look, they knew, it wasn't like they didn't know Harry was going to marry this 25% white chick. I don't know the context of that. Neither does the royal palace or whatever they call themselves. Millions of people in Britain support this lunatic idea of royalty. God bless them. I didn't grow up that way. I grew up going, that dude puts his pants on the same way I do. I asked my buddy one day, I said, we were golfing, and we were talking about this subject, and I said, look, if we looked at life the way liberals do, anybody that has more money than we have is better than we are. Anybody whose skin is lighter than mine is better than I am. I would never, if I measured myself on how much money I have, I would be depressed. I can't believe, what was that dude that looks like a toad? That's on King of Queens. Got a funny name. His wife died. He's a comedian. Anyway, he looks like Barney Rubble. He might have even played Barney Rubble. Anyway, I forget his name. That dude has more money than me. I would want to commit suicide if I had to measure myself on that. But I wouldn't trade my life for that little toad, that little hobbit, for anything in the world. I can be, and you too, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. By the way, if you want to chime in, 844 855-551-8255. I'm happy being me. I don't care how much money I have or whatever. I'm happy being me. And I learned years ago to discipline that because that's who you are. That's all you have. If you get thrown in the pokey, you better be happy with who you are, the life you've led, so you can dream and your mind is strong enough to withstand those walls. Because let me tell you, these leftists want to put you in the hoosegow. But anyway, the Brits support this notion of royal blood. What exactly is royal blood? Can you convince me that Meghan Markle, by virtue of her marrying a royal, makes her a royal duchess? I'm sorry. You can give her a title, but that don't take the hood rat out of the hood, out of the rat. You know what I'm saying? That don't take the hood out of the hood rat. That's what I meant to say. Oh, man. And yeah, I got a friend. She's a dream expert. I'm going to ask her this because people dream of royalty. That I had a dream that I was royal. Or they'll have these things where they're like, I got tapped into my other life and I was a king or a queen. Whatever. You were still, you know, a janitor. Shut up. You were no king or queen. Yeah. I mean, everybody wants to feel special. I'm going to tell you, I don't have royal dreams. I don't watch Coming to America and go, wow, it would be so cool to be the Prince of Zamunda. I don't care. I didn't watch Black Panther and want to go to Watunga or wherever the heck that was. I didn't care. I grew up a poor little black kid, and you know what my dream of royalty was? I was an American who could accomplish anything I wanted to. That was my royalty. Anyway, Buckingham Palace issued a statement saying the whole family is saddened to learn the full extent of how challenging the last few years have been for Harry and Meghan. The issues raised, particularly that of race, are concerning. While some recollections may vary, they are taken very seriously and will be addressed by the family privately. And I agree. Address it privately. They went on to say this: Harry, Meghan, and Archie will always be much loved family members. See, I'm going to tell you right now, I said it before, sour grapes. You marry into that kind of structure, she sought it out. It would be like being a basketball wife or a football wife. You know, one of these sports franchise-wise, there's a type of lifestyle that is that of a franchise wife, you know, like a football player's wife. Let me break it down for you. I know it. I know it cold. I know I have lots of friends that are athletes. Get used to the idea that on the road, they're going to have affairs. They won't mean anything. They will love you. They will come home, take great care of the kids. You're going to live a life of luxury. They're never going to, you publicly, you will not, you know, be disrespected in the sense that, you know, they won't acknowledge anybody else. But get used to that idea. If you, they got these shows, the Rich Housewives of Blankety Blank or Doctor's Wives or whatever. These wives are telling you what it is to be that type of a wife. Military wives. They have a certain style about them. I've worked with all of these types of people, and I'm telling you, the wives or the spouses differ. That's just the way it works. So Meghan Markle had to know, hey, look, this is very different. This is not going to be the same as it was. But now she wants to, it's so different. Oh my gosh, I didn't know. Yeah, Diana found out how different it was. Fergie found out how different it was. It's different. This is a whole different group of people. Man, that's my comments on it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.